We are at a decisive moment in history. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The words of Vice President Kamala Harris, who met today with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference.
Not long after that meeting broke up, we saw President Zelensky of Ukraine speak to an audience there in Germany, in which he said he was surprised that the U.S. and its allies were not imposing sanctions now against Russia. We heard from a White House official today who was not responding directly to Zelensky's comments, but insists that there is already a sweeping sanctions package ready to go, and that there's already been a lot of action taken by the United States and its allies, including the massive military aid that has been deployed not only to Ukraine, but across Eastern Europe.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military says a new round of shelling along the border killed at least two soldiers. Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv.
We did spend the day with Ukrainian troops on the front lines, speaking with them and learning more about the attacks they have been under from Russian-backed separatists. According to those troops, they're not only receiving artillery fire, but also mortar fire and even anti-tank missiles. They showed us evidence to support those statements.
The White House says President Biden will convene a meeting of the National Security Council tomorrow to discuss Ukraine. The trucker protest of COVID-19 restrictions in front of Canada's parliament in Ottawa has been cleared after 3 weeks. Police aggressively pushed back protesters and took control of trucks, including this man's.
However this plays out, I just need my truck because it's the only thing I have. So let's keep it in perspective, folks. What we've done in the last 3 weeks, while it's got everybody's attention because it happened all at once, the last 2 years has been an absolute slow motion disaster.
The police chief in Ottawa says all reports of excessive force against protesters will be reviewed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 2-year prison sentence for a former Minnesota police officer in the death of Dante Wright.
I'll never be able to forgive you.
That from the mother of Dante Wright ahead of former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter's sentencing after her manslaughter conviction in the shooting death of Wright last year as he resisted officers and tried to flee an arrest warrant.
This is a cop who made a tragic mistake. She drew her firearm thinking it was a taser and ended up killing a young man.
Judge Regina Chu saying that Potter will serve less than 15 months and that this case and Potter's record warrants a downward departure from state sentencing guidelines that recommended over 7 years in prison. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Colorado man's accused an online car retailer of selling him a stolen vehicle.
Dennis Atencio was shocked to find a repossession company at his front door in June of last year, arriving to tow away his 2019 GMC Terrain that he had purchased through online retailer Carvana. When Atencio explained to the repo agent that he was up to date on his payments, he learned that the vehicle was being repossessed on behalf of Hertz Corporation. The vehicle, stolen from a Hertz lot at Memphis International Airport in May of 2020. Now Atencio is suing Carvana and Hertz, filing a lawsuit by the U.S. District Court in Colorado, seeking the $300 down payment and the $22,000 financed to cover the cost of the vehicle. Attorneys for Atencio say an arbitration hearing is set for March with Carvana. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Authorities say actor Lindsay Perlman, who had roles in General Hospital, American Housewife, and other shows, was found dead days after she was reported missing in Los Angeles. The 43-year-old's body was found Friday morning in a residential neighborhood neighborhood of Hollywood. The cause of death and the circumstances of her disappearance remain under investigation. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.